Sir Jacques! Thank God!
Hello.
I heard you were to be executed today. How did you...
Julius rescued me.
Julius?
It's too complicated to explain now. Do you know what happened to Richard?
Yes. He's in the hospital.
He is alive?
For now. They won't let me see him.
Is my Lena here?
Yes. Lena! Come here!
Coming. What do you want? Oh, Daddy!
Oh, Lena.
Daddy!
I thought I'd never see you again. Are you well?
I'm much better, Daddy. Amelia's nursed me back to health.
Hello, Amelia.
Julius, what are you doing here?
Amelia, I cannot tell you how sorry I am.
He is helping us.
How could you believe him? This could be a trick to find your wife and murder her, as he will you.
Julius risked his life for me. From what he has shown me today, he is worthy to be trusted.
It took Richard's courage and sacrifice to awaken my hardened conscience.
Time will tell.
Where are Isabel and Charles?
Suavia.
Suavia?
It was unsafe for them to stay here. They left without Lena because she was too sick for the journey.
Where in Suavia?
We don't know. Richard said goodbye to them at the Rhine. The rebels will search for you here. You must leave now.
With no money to travel. This journey will be a severe test of our faith.
You're not as poor as you think.
Where did you get this?
It's yours. You were always generous and kind. You lent money to so many when they were facing hard times. They wanted to give some of it back to you.
Yeah, but... How?
Richard collected as much as he could before his attempt to rescue you.
I will procure a horse and cart. Jacques, you and Lena can ride in the back.
You have no time to lose. Go.
Thank you, Amelia. You will not be sorry for trusting Julius.
We will see.
More water here.
The fire is contained on the south side.
Good. Have you found Julius?
No.
How could you be so foolish? Allowing him to lock you in the cell.
Well, we both trusted him too much.
We will talk about this later. How many prisoners escaped altogether?
14.
14? We cannot let this news spread. The government will think we have been weakened, especially if they know the escape was led by one of our own.
Yes, sir.
I know what we'll do. Make a list of all that were to be executed this morning. Give this information to the newspaper and tell them the executions were carried out.
Yes, sir.
Did you find Pepin?
No. No sight or sound of him. He searched until dark.
Oh, poor Charles.
Oh, poor boy.
Here, a bit of good news. The newspaper says that the revolution seems to be quelling a bit.
Oh, may I see it?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Where is Charles this morning?
I let him sleep in longer today. He's been a bit overwhelmed lately, and now the loss of his bird.
It would be no wonder if the child slept for a month.
Could you please pass the bread, Eloise?
Yes, would you like the butter as well?
What?
What is it?
No! No!
Isabel!
No!
What was in the newspaper?
14 enemies of the state executed. The Baron Jacques Darrow? Her husband has been executed.
How are we ever going to find them?
I don't know.
How do you know Julius is leading the horse in the right direction?
I don't. Julius knows as much as I do. I have thought of every possibility of where they could be. I've tried to think like your mother. I've tried to think like your brother. I've followed logic. I've followed instinct. And still I've not found them.
Then shouldn't we do like you've taught us? Shouldn't we pray?
Yes. Thank you for reminding me.
Dear God, please help us find Mother and Charles, because we can't find them without you.
We're holding on to your promises, Lord.
Amen.
I am confident God will lead us to your mother and brother. He has led us to this point.
But where are we? We're in the middle of nowhere.
Your mother escaped unharmed. I was rescued in an extraordinary way.
Yes, but...
Do you see that man in front of us leading the horse?
Yes.
It is nothing short of a miracle. He saved my life. The God who can change a heart so dramatically can help us to find your mother and Charles.
Please, my dear, you must eat.
I am not hungry.
You are sick and weak.
I cannot eat.
You must.
Leave me, please.
Yes, of course. We should call the doctor.
I don't have to be a doctor to know what is wrong with her. She's heartbroken.
She won't eat. She won't even look at me. She's been in the room staring at the wall for days.
She's going to die of starvation.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
Yes, I suppose we should eat now. Julius!
Yes?
We need to eat. Could you stop at the shop here?
Yes, of course. Whoa!
Come, let me help you down.
Thank you, Daddy. That's better.
You coming in with us, Julius?
No, I should stay on the lookout in case there's trouble.
Very well. We'll buy some bread for you.
Daddy, how long will we keep looking for them?
Forever, if we must.
I mean tonight.
All night, if we must. Hello there.
Hello. Can I get something for you?
A loaf of bread and a wedge of cheese, good sir.
You look like you've been doing some travelling. You'll enjoy our fresh baked bread. In fact, it's just out of the oven.
Thank you, monsieur. Have you seen my mother and brother walking through here? She has long, pretty black hair, and my brother's hair is curly.
No, I'm sorry.
It would have been a week or so ago.
Can't say I remember.
If you do see them, would you please let them know that they are being searched for by their husband and daughter?
Certainly. Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
What's that?
What?
Do you have a pet bird? It sounds like a canary.
Actually, we just found it yesterday. Or rather, it found us. It flew into our shop out of the clear blue sky. How did you know it was a canary?
We had one as a pet. May I see it?
Certainly. Come through. We put it in the back.
Daddy, come. I know that song. Daddy, it's Pepin.
Pepin? How?
Charles took Pepin with him.
Lena, there is very little possibility.
It is him. Look at his bad wing.
It is Pepin.
They must be close by.
Ryman!
We're back here, Oliver.
Do you have any... Oh, Pepin.
Excuse me, how do you know Pepin's name?
There is a boy staying with us. It was his bird. It flew away from us 2 days ago.
Is the boy's name Charles?
It certainly is.
Oh!
God be praised. I'm his father.
Of course, Baron de Lowe. But we thought you were dead.
I stand before you alive and well by the mercy of God, my friend. Sir, maybe come back for the bird later.
Absolutely. It sounds like you have a family reunion to attend.